United States of America, a name that stood for freedom and bravery to its people on the day it was founded. The founders of this great nation had a clear image of what they wanted this country to be. A peaceful society governed by the people, for the people, ruled by personal responsibility, highlighted with freedoms for all our citizens. Looking at us now, we have not held strongly to all those beliefs. This is not the country the founders envisioned. At the beginning of our nation, our founding fathers sat down and looked at what they had to work with. They knew that they could not, under any circumstances, go back under the kind of oppression they had faced at the hands of their former ruler. The founders didn't have much to work with. What they had was a bunch of disorganized states that were tired of listening to some monarch telling them how to run their lives. The states needed to be organized, but they also needed to have some level of sovereignty in order to keep them happy. While ideas such as the Articles of Confederation were tried, it soon became clear that a small federal government was the solution. A government that was small and gave the states enough freedom that they could run themselves, but that could make decisions for the benefit of all. A government that would allow people to succeed or fail without interfering and is ruled by personal responsibility. The perfect system. Fast forward to today, and that idea has all but vanished. Our government has grown to an almost unbelievable size and has an insane amount of power on both the state and federal levels. From something as large-scale as federal education requirements to something as menial as daylight savings time, the government is involved in every aspect of our lives. It has become a massive entity that interferes not just with individuals, but also with private companies. Where our founders would have the government allow people and companies to sink or swim based on how they performed, our federal government now provides large cushions for private companies and individuals rather than letting them fail and learn. This is a system of risk and reward that has taken most of the risk off the shoulders of the people making the dangerous decisions and transferred it to the government. Although one can make a reasonable argument for the government sharing some of the risk to sustain important businesses, what has happened has allowed people and private businesses to survive off the federal government and achieve the same amount of success with little danger to their own assets. A system of privatized gain and publicized risk has taken form. This method has made it so people feel free to take much more risk than they would ever take if they were solely responsible for their losses. Another issue our country has faced throughout its history is division. Whether it be political, racial, or economic status, it's been something we've struggled with. Our founders conveyed where they wanted this country to stand in that sense with phrases such as the iconic, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal," and even the name of our country, the United States of America. They wanted us to be unified under common goals and at least some common beliefs, while still having the individuality to grow and advance. Today, it is arguable that our nation is more divided than ever. Right now, we have vehement splits within our society because of religion, race, politics, and more. The list goes on and on. One can hardly state their opinion aloud for fear of being persecuted and maybe even harmed by those around them. We have created a society where anyone can be offended by anything and can go to extremes that are excessive for the perceived offense. Rather than having civilized discussions about why we believe what we believe and trying to come to a consensus, both sides just get angrier and angrier, and it turns into a screaming match that will eventually be won by whoever has the loudest voice. Rather than try to see other perspectives, the majority of people in our country don't want to listen to the other side. They just want to shove what they believe down your throat with no care as to what you believe or why you disagree. If you have a different opinion than someone, it's like you've insulted them and everything they've ever stood for. The founders would be aghast at the amount of discord bred from sheer unwillingness to listen. Now, on the flip side, perhaps it's not an all bad thing that we aren't exactly what the founders envisioned. Anything will naturally evolve as it grows. We've come so far and advanced so quickly in the few centuries since our founding that it would have been impossible for the founders to plan for or even fathom what our country would eventually mature into. How could the founders have ever foreseen their little country of 13 disorganized states one day becoming a global superpower? Most of the founding fathers barely saw the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, if that. The Industrial Revolution brought our country to the forefront of the world stage. Technology has advanced at an unbelievable rate since then. Our ability to evolve and adapt has far outpaced what the founders believed we are capable of and has been one of our greatest assets in the period of exponential change since the Industrial Revolution. While change is a necessary part of growth and the mechanisms to do so were laid within the foundation of our government, it is crucial that we still hold steadfast to the basic principles set forth by our founders. Our country's ability to transform to suit the needs of a rapidly changing era is a needed quality, but we must be careful that the waters do not get muddied by populist ideas that change day to day. This is where our country has strayed from the path our founders set. It's all right that we aren't exactly what they imagined, but the basic ideals they set forth should be adhered to in order to preserve our great nation for the years to come. We are not the country the founders envisioned, but we have the ability to make our way back to those crucial principles and improve upon them to continue our pursuit of the American dream.